This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, come on, say it with me now. Jay Powell. Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve. Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve and interest rates. That's the whole economic ball of wax this week as the Federal Open Market Committee meets tomorrow and Wednesday to decide how much they are going to raise interest rates. Spoiler alert. They've already decided. They're just not going to tell us until Wednesday. The smart money is on a 0.75 percentage point bump. Consult your own financial advisor on that, of course. As the Fed tries to tighten financial conditions, make money more scarce, basically, as a way to cool off this economy. Among the other things a rate hike is going to do is to push mortgages even higher, which brings us to new home builder confidence numbers out this morning from the National Association of Home Builders. They're a tad blue, home builders are. Sentiment fell in September for the 9th month in a row. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what is going on.
Home builders have already been paying more for labor and materials. Now they're also paying higher interest rates on construction loans.
It puts, you know, additional costs to the project that you just have to account for, just like if you have an uptick in lumber.
That's John Kirk, managing director at Embry Partners, a development company based in San Antonio that builds rental units. He says for a $100 million construction project, he'll typically finance about 60 to 70% of the total cost. And if the interest rate on that borrowing goes up, Kirk says he might think twice about a new project.
It has to make sense economically. And so you have to underwrite, you know, what you think the rents are going to be, what you're going to build it for. And are we, you know, as a developer, are you going to take on that risk?
That's why rising interest rates can cause homebuilder confidence to fall, says Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at the Wharton School.
And with that, of course, construction will fall as well and will fall off. And that's going to, in fact, make housing prices go up.
Which is not exactly the goal of the Fed's interest rate hikes, says Brian Lancaster, a professor at the Columbia Business School.
In some ways, I say the Fed, in trying to kill inflation, is shooting itself in the foot inflation-wise, in terms of housing anyway.
Lancaster says a slowdown in housing construction would likely affect single-family homes, where construction costs are rising and home prices are starting to moderate. But multifamily and apartment construction projects might still go forward because rents are up.
Landlords or developers of multifamily are raising rents because that's their revenue, and that's helping to offset inflationary costs of building and the higher costs of borrowing.
Problem is, he says, higher rents mean more inflation. And then the Fed might consider raising rates even more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.